Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military says it has killed three al-Qaeda operatives in a counter-terrorism strike in Yemen. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels seized Yemen's capital in 2014, forcing the internationally recognized Yemeni government to flee to Saudi Arabia, which since has carried out a bombing campaign against the Houthis. UN says more than 3,500 people have been killed and nearly 6,300 wounded in Yemen since the beginning of Saudi Arabia's campaign. United Nations says 80% of the Yemeni civilians urgently need food and medical help. At a regional summit in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, the government of South Sudan has accepted the deployment of a regional protection force. Mahmoud Malim is the executive secretary of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, also known as IGAD.
There will be a protection force for obvious reasons, you know, to protect civilian protection of the, you know, supporting the cantonment of the forces and other roles.
Some countries will be sending chiefs of defense to work with and help the government of South Sudan. The country is thought to be on the verge of a civil war following recent fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and his rival, former Vice President Riek Machar. United States is on track to meet President Obama's goal of allowing in 10,000 refugees from Syria for the fiscal year ending in September. Nearly 80% of the Syrians accepted this year by the U.S., are women and children. State Department officials said the screening process, which has received domestic criticism, is rigorous. This is